Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Cattle futures market quite strong to finish off this week, with April feeders up $1.70, 133.65. It was about 80 off the highs of 134.42. August feeders went all the way up to 136.30. Now, the high on March 23rd was 137 even, so we got within about 70 cents of repeating or testing those highs. The market did not close there. It closed at 135.65, only up $1.95. Live cattle were higher as well. April up $1.20 at 120 even. There was a 124 cash bid here today, but no trade. It looks like with the discount to the cash market on the April live cattle, there could be some room for some improvement there. Monday is the first notice day, so if you're long, you had a chance of being delivered on. It's kind of hard case to fight that you'd deliver against 120 futures if the current cash is 124, but that's the situation we're seeing here. Box beef at midday was slightly lower on choice at 207.65, down 25 cents. Select back below 200 at 199.04, down $1.24 at midday on 109 loads trading. But the futures finished the week quite strong here. Hopefully we'll get some cash strength as well throughout the country.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets pretty uneventful to finish the week here. We had corn down a penny and a half, soybeans steady, and then wheat slightly higher, a penny to 2 cents higher here. So not a whole lot going on in the grains. This time of year, we start to watch what's going on with the planting season for corn, soybeans, and cotton. It doesn't really seem like there's much of a risk in the Midwest other than a few storms here and there, but it doesn't look like anything really significant at this time to slow down plantings for the duration of the planting season. Outside factors today, of course, this morning I came to work, I was expecting a lot of volatility. Wasn't sure what way it'd go, but it really hasn't been much volatility at all. The stock market last night was down nearly 100, and it came back, and currently the Dow Jones is up 20. The S&P futures up as well. So just not a whole lot going on regarding the Syrian action that was taken overnight, with a lot of people anticipating there be some. The bonds are down 8, 150.115. The U.S. dollar index is up 50. And then crude oil up about 30 to 40 cents. With so much talk about these conflicts making crude oil go up, we've learned that that isn't necessarily the case. It's only up 30 to 40 cents here, with July at $52.89, up 42 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.